This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Soundbites from the coach's last presser.
Don't know what I said, but I will say this. For all those lip readers out there, there's more than one word in the English language that starts with F.
Bite me with Coach Harbaugh.
Congrats to the Browns. Tough loss for us. Hard fought. Appreciate the effort and the fight with our guys, as always. We'll get ourselves organized, get back to Baltimore, and start getting ready for Denver next week at home.
Yeah, you better. 5-3, you better get ready for Denver. Because 5-3 just doesn't feel right. Not for this football team. This would just used to be the midway point of the season, and you would be on pace to go 10-6. Take that sink in for a second. So 10-6, 11-5. This football team we thought was better than, or I should say, 10-6 or was that 12-6? No,
11-6.
This football team you thought was better than that. You did. One thing I wanted to hear him answer. I wanted to hear him answer this yesterday. And that's about the short yardage play calls.
Third down, Charlie's in quarterback sneak. You try to draw him off sides. They said he moved his head too much when he was calling this cadence. That's tough. You know, I guess that's the interpretation on that. So that's what happened on that. We overcame that one. The wildcat off tackle play, we just didn't do a good enough job with it. You know, and it is what it is. It's a call. You know, you look back, you wish you hadn't called that. You wish maybe it would have been better, you know, as a play. But that's football. You know, that happens. And we understand that. So you keep fighting. You got him backed up and you keep fighting.
Here's the problem with the quarterback sneak, Ed. He's not a quarterback. And, yes, he moved his head too much. He was trying to draw him off sides with his head. I saw it. Everybody saw it.
We all saw it. I don't like when you install plays like that. You have the best offense in football. Why do you have to get cute at times like this when it matters the most? You know what you can do. You can impose your will on people.
I was going to say they did run that little tight end screen that I love, the little, I call them pick and pops. Mm-hmm. They ran it, and what happened? It's like went for 13, 14 yards. It's a beautiful play.
Yeah. But see, that's not getting cute. That's putting people in positions to succeed.
Doing what you do best, yeah.
It's simple plays. Like we've talked about this. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes has thrown more touchdowns on screen passes than anybody in the league. Why is that?
Because they work.
They work. And then when you're trying to take that away, then he pieces you apart across the middle or down the sideline or at the pylon.
Jeremy, you had a question on the early fourth down decision. Here's Coach Harbaugh's response to that.
We were going to go for one and a half, even inside of two, early in the game. That was our metric the whole time. I mean, we were planning on doing that. That was what we were doing. The thing that you got to understand is, like, that's a long gain right there. You don't exactly think you're going to probably get it into one right there. And I was kind of, I don't know what the odds would be. What was it? Third and what?
Well, I was talking about this with the fact that going for it on fourth down on your first drive on the road, I like to come away with points. I don't want them. And there's something to be said about pinning them deep, you know, when that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, you go for it and you don't get it. Now they're pinned back and you can get the ball back. But I don't trust his defense right now.
That's the problem. You do that when you have a great defense. You don't have that.
Jeremy, even though I liked it, I understand your point. That's one of those things where, okay, initially when he did it, I'm like, I like it. And I still like it, but I totally get your point about let's go away with some points, kick the ball off, and play defense.
Yeah.
I get that.
Well, see, and then the other part of this, too, is like you know me, I like being aggressive, but not – there's certain times that you're going to look at games going, okay – I want to go for it here. It sounds like they have their mindset made up. If it's fourth and two or less, depending on where they're at in the field, they're going for it.
Okay, Coach Harp, what in the world is going on with Marcus Williams?
It was a personnel decision. We're coming through some things there, which I feel very confident Marcus is going to be out there playing great football the rest of the season. So I'll just talk about it being an internal type of situation.
It's an internal situation, yeah. No doubt about that. And I'm glad he has confidence, because I know this cat hadn't played well since the injuries. It's like he came to us, a model of good health, and now hurt all the time. Or not effective.
Not available, or not effective, because he has not been effective. He's just, and I was, you know me, because the position for one, but I was so excited when he got here. I was like, yes, that's a, you know, that's a real pickup.
Especially coming off of Earl Thomas.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Jeremy's boy.
I'd rather have his brother back there playing right now.
I don't understand what's going on with him.
Coach Harbaugh talked about the competition of his guys out there playing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just impossible to really put a metric on that. You know, it's obviously a factor. But I appreciate the guys going in there playing, fighting, competing. Love our guys, and I thought that they competed out there, the guys that were out there playing in those spots that you're talking about.
You know, sometimes we look at coaches saying that guys competed as coaches speak. But I feel them on this one, Jeremy. I mean, that those last two drives, they just had a certain level of defiance and resilience. Even though the clock wasn't good to them in that last drive. I feel them on this competition, man. Those guys came out and sacked it up and pushed the ball downfield.
Yeah, look, there's a couple different things to look at, and especially in the fourth quarter. Both teams made excellent drives. I mean, was it you that texted? I think they scored too early.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you look at it, you know, like, again, hats off to Jameis Winston, but there could have been four picks, should have been at least one or two, and if you don't even need the rest of them if Kyle Hamilton comes up with the one at the end.
Yeah.
Game-changing.
Coach Harb, what went wrong?
We're just going to go out there and try to compete and do the best we can. I mean, we fight to get pass rush. We fight for everything. So you always want to do enough to win the game. We weren't able to do that in this game. So we'll definitely break it all down. You know, we'll break every aspect of it down. When we sit there and watch the film, everybody will look at everything that they did. They can do better, and everything we did. And we'll try to continue to keep improving. I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. You're not going to win every game. And it was a tough situation coming in here. I think our guys handled all of that pretty well. We operated pretty well, but we didn't do enough. We didn't make the plays. We didn't make the calls that we needed to make to win the game, and that's really what it boils down to.
Ed, I made up my mind today that I was going to be positive. So I'm not going to comment on that last soundbite. I'm going to be positive.
Was that a soundbite after the last loss, or was it after this one? Because it's the same thing after every one.
Hey, you're not going to win every game, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you expect?
I know.
What's going to say?
It is a little unfair to him to sit here, because, again, you're going to have your wins, you're going to have your losses.
That's why I'm going to be positive.
It is frustrating, though. Like, I've just gotten tired of the rah-rah after they win, and, oh, there's plenty of football left to be played.
You think he's not, pissed off and buying a case of receiver's gloves for the defensive backs now?
I mean, he does a good job of, taking away some of that pressure on the guys and not necessarily pointing fingers. Mm-hmm. I mean, certain guys get the finger pointed at him, but he's done a good job of it, of trying to eliminate some of that and actually taking some of the ownership for losses to himself. Like, put that on me. Okay, why? But we don't get a reason why.
This is the first time I saw the whole video of what happened after the Commanders game. It looked like one of the members of the Commanders. He had two DBs from the Bears just sitting on the ground. He was trying to shove them up like, get away. Come on, let's celebrate. Did you see that? And then it looked like he was trying to help him up.
It looked like he was trying to help him.
Like, get off the field. Yeah. I never saw that one before. Of course, Jaden Daniels. What hat was he wearing, Ed?
He had Nats hat on.
That's right.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
Absolutely.
I think that's great.
I don't think he's a Nats fan, but what does he play?
Yeah, he plays in Maryland. But we'll give you D.C.
I don't know how you feel about this. Someone had a suggestion. Maybe they should call them the D.C. Commanders because they don't do anything in Washington. But that whole area is considered D.C.
Yeah. I think they should, actually.
They practice in Virginia and they play in Maryland.
Yeah.
They do nothing in Washington.
Why don't they call them the Jets
and the Giants.
Yeah, I was going to say New Jersey Jets and New Jersey Giants.
Okay, your point is better than mine.
All right.
I'll leave it alone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!